All right, so strap in, because today we are diving headfirst into some internet culture.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, a Homestuck forum thread that, you know, someone sent our way.
Oh, cool.
Now, this isn't just any thread.
Uh-huh.
This is like stumbling upon a secret society's, like, you know, minutes from a meeting.
Right.
Inside jokes are flying left and right, and they're riffing on current events through this, like, incredibly warped Homestuck lens.
Oh, wow.
And there's this, like, almost obsessive desire to, like, make memes happen.
Okay, interesting.
But what really caught my eye were the constant requests for very specific images, especially of Ula.
It's not just like casually asking, though. It's like,
oh, no,
these images are vital to the thread's very existence.
Right.
Almost ritualistic, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's giving bring me the heart of a virgin to appease the internet gods vibes.
Ah!
But why Ula of all characters?
Right.
He's from Space Channel 5.
Yeah.
Which feels weirdly disconnected from Homestuck.
Right. You'd expect maybe more Rose Lalonde, given she's actually in Homestuck.
Exactly.
But that's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
I think this Ula fixation reveals something deeper about their anxieties.
Okay.
Imagine you're in this online space trying to assert control, create something that resonates.
And maybe relying on the familiar, the nostalgic, is a way of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Ula represents a certain era of gaming.
Yeah.
A shared cultural touchstone for this community.
Exactly. It's like summoning a digital guardian spirit.
Right.
Ula's here. The threat is safe. We can continue our bizarre antics.
Ah.
And when those Ula images don't appear,
uh-oh,
it's like a crack in their reality.
Speaking of cracks in reality, we can't ignore the Rose Lalonde requests either.
Oh, yeah, totally.
They're just as specific.
Okay.
IBS Rose.
Hmm.
Erica's straw page account.
Interesting.
Rose writing.
It's not just any rose image. It's got to be exactly right.
Yeah. And that specificity speaks volumes about their desire for control within the thread.
Yeah.
It's like a collective art project where everyone's yelling out ideas.
Right.
But they're all hyper-focused on maintaining the integrity of their shared vision.
Exactly.
So it's less about the images themselves, more about the act of creation and control.
Exactly. They're meme smiths.
Uh-huh.
Hammering away at these inside jokes, trying to forge something viral.
Right.
But the success or failure hinges on everyone adhering to this very specific, very bizarre blueprint.
And we see that play out in the meta commentary, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're aware of how their language comes across.
Uh-huh.
The Goonie comparisons.
Right.
The worries about content moderation.
It's this fascinating tightrope walk.
Yeah.
How to stay true to their brand of humor, their in-jokes, without getting the whole thing shut down for being too edgy.
Okay, before we go any further, we need to address the elephant.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe the diaper in the room.
Right.
This work.
Okay.
It's everywhere in the thread.
Yeah.
But what does it actually mean?
Ugh, diaper. The thread's own personal Rosetta Stone.
Ooh.
On the surface, it seems nonsensical.
Right.
But the way it's used, the context it's dropped into.
Yeah.
It's clearly loaded with meaning for this community.
Almost like a shibboleth, right?
Yeah.
A word that instantly identifies you as either in-group or out-group.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, you're wearing the diaper, so to speak.
Precisely. It's their secret handshake.
Yeah.
Their inside joke taken to the nth degree.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating is how its meaning seems to shift and evolve.
Right.
Depending on who's using it, what they're talking about.
Like, on one hand, it's thrown around as an insult.
Yeah.
A way to mock or dismiss someone else's ideas.
Uh-huh.
But then in other instances, it feels almost affectionate.
Right.
A way to acknowledge shared absurdity.
Which speaks to the fluidity of language within this community.
Hmm.
It's ever-changing, adaptable, almost like a living organism.
Okay.
And diaper is the perfect example of that.
Yeah.
A single word encompassing their humor.
Right.
Their anxieties, their very identity as a group.
Okay, so we've got the Ula obsession.
Yeah.
The hyper-specific rose requests.
Huh?
And the enigma that is diaper.
Right.
All pointing towards this community's need for control, for belonging, and for creating meaning in this chaotic online space.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Ooh.
They're also grappling with bigger questions about the nature of humor.
Okay.
The boundaries of free speech and their place in the wider internet ecosystem.
Right.
And to understand those anxieties, we need to go even deeper into their unique way of discussing current events and pop culture.
Which is exactly where we're headed next.
Welcome back to our deep dive. Yeah. So We've laid bare some of the underlying anxieties driving this Homestuck thread,
Right.
but let's see how those anxieties kind of manifest when
Yeah.
they tackle real world issues.
Yeah, because it's not just memes and inside jokes, right?
Right.
They're actually engaging with current events,
Yeah.
pop culture, but always through this incredibly warped Homestuck filter.
Precisely. Take the Slopcast debate, for example.
All right.
They're dissecting this podcast episode about the decline of Wojaks and politic optics,
Right.
which on the surface sounds incredibly dry and academic,
Yeah, very.
but in their hands, it becomes this springboard
No.
for absurd tangents, Homestuck-related analogies,
Yeah.
and jokes that are, well, let's just say they wouldn't fly in most social
I'm
circles.
not at all.
And that's the key.
Okay.
This thread is their pressure valve.
Okay.
A space where they can process complex ideas through humor without the constraints of polite society.
Right, which brings us to their reaction to that tweet
Yes.
about green fags destroying our beautiful country.
Oh, yeah, that was a wild one.
It's a loaded statement, clearly designed to provoke, but the thread's response is this tangled web of like irony,
Yeah.
inside jokes, and maybe even genuine frustration.
It's almost impossible to disentangle their true feelings. Are
Right.
they mocking the original tweet,
Yeah.
agreeing with it,
Right.
or simply using it as fuel for their meme-making machine?
Maybe it's all of the above.
It could be.
Remember, this is a community obsessed with control, with defining their own boundaries. So
Right.
by taking something inherently inflammatory
Yeah.
and filtering it through their own lens, they're reclaiming agency.
Exactly. It's like they're saying, we're not going to let outside forces dictate our discourse.
Right.
We'll process this information on our own terms, however messy or offensive it may seem.
And that messiness extends to their pop culture discussions, too.
Oh, totally.
The Netflix adaptation of Limbus Company, for example, seems to be a major point of contention.
Yeah, they're picking it apart, analyzing every detail, comparing it to the source material,
Right.
but always with this undercurrent of like dark humor and absurdity.
It's like they're simultaneously engaging in serious criticism while also acknowledging the inherent silliness of getting this invested in a Netflix adaptation.
It's that self-awareness that sets them apart. They're not
Yeah.
just blindly consuming content, they're dissecting it,
Uh-huh.
reassembling it, and ultimately bending it to their will.
Speaking of bending things to their will, let's
Right.
talk about their meme creation attempts.
Oh, yeah, they're constantly trying to make something go viral,
Right.
whether it's the Rose LaLonde
Yeah.
captions
Yeah.
or the Eric Hood straw page account
That's
idea.
and it's fascinating to see how they leverage existing meme formats,
Yeah.
but then they twist them, injecting their own brand of Homestuck-infused absurdity.
It's almost like a form of alchemy,
Right.
taking these base elements of internet humor and
Yeah.
transmuting them into something uniquely their own.
And the effort they put into it is incredible.
Oh, yeah.
The rose writing GIF requests, for example. It's not enough to just find any image of Rose. It has to perfectly encapsulate this specific moment, this specific emotion.
It's like they're trying to capture lightning in a bottle
Right.
to distill the essence of their shared experience into a single perfectly crafted meme.
And that desire for perfection, for
Yeah.
control over their creative output, ties back into those anxieties we discussed earlier.
Right.
They're constantly pushing back against the chaos of the internet, striving to create something meaningful, something lasting
Yeah.
in this ever-shifting digital landscape.
It's true, but it's not all serious analysis and meme smithing.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of pure, unadulterated weirdness in this thread,
Oh,
too.
yeah, absolutely.
The mom bouquet Excel theory, the violated heroin mod packs, the recurring diaper comments. It's like they're speaking a language only they understand.
And that's part of the appeal, right?
Totally.
It's this secret world. They've built a space where they can be as strange,
Yeah.
as offensive,
Yeah.
as utterly nonsensical as they want.
Exactly. It's a release valve,
Right.
a way of escaping the pressures of the outside world and just reveling in the shared absurdity of it all.
But it's not just mindless chaos either.
Right.
There's a certain logic to their madness, a set of rules and boundaries that govern their interactions,
Yeah.
even when those rules seem completely nonsensical to outsiders.
Right. Take their use of insults, for instance.
Okay.
On the surface, it seems harsh, even cruel,
Yeah.
but within their community, it's a form of play, a
Right.
way of testing each other's limits
Okay.
and reaffirming their shared identity.
It's like a verbal sparring match where the goal isn't to inflict actual harm, but to prove your wit, your resilience,
yeah,
and your ability to navigate this complex social landscape.
And that's what makes this thread so fascinating.
Yeah.
It's a microcosm of internet culture at its best and worst.
Right.
Creative, chaotic, hilarious, offensive, insightful, and utterly baffling.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
But there's one final piece of this puzzle we need to examine.
Okay.
Their anxieties about content moderation.
Oh, right.
They know they're walking a fine line.
Mm, yeah.
And the fear of being shut down looms large over everything they do.
Which brings us to the next and perhaps most crucial part of our deep dive.
Okay.
How do these fears shape their behavior, their humor,
right,
and their very sense of community?
All right, welcome back for the final descent into this Homestuck thread deep dive.
Yeah.
We've covered their obsessions, their meme alchemy, their kind of chaotic approach to the real world.
Mm-hmm. But there's this undercurrent of unease that we've touched on, this fear that this bizarre creative world they've built could vanish.
Right, that sort of Damocles feeling you mentioned, content moderation.
It's not just abstract, though. It's woven into their conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Like that lowly image discussion.
Where they're simultaneously craving it, but then acutely aware that it could get the thread flagged, maybe even deleted.
It's like they're dancing on the edge of a volcano.
Ooh.
It's exciting, but one wrong step.
Yeah.
Erupt.
Does that constant threat impact their humor, do you think?
Absolutely. Humor becomes this coping mechanism.
Okay.
Remember the negatest comment?
Oh, yeah.
On the surface, it's shocking, potentially offensive.
Right.
But it also felt like a deliberate provocation.
Yeah.
Almost a dare.
Right. Testing the limits.
Yeah. Testing the limits of what they can get away with.
So it's rebellion, but also a way of gauging the limits of the system.
Exactly. How much can they get away with before the hammer comes down?
And we've seen that play out in their anxieties about being perceived as goony, too.
Oh, for sure.
It's like they're trying to distance themselves from this other online community.
Right.
But also strangely fascinated by them.
It's that classic push and pull of like in-group, out-group dynamics. They want to be unique to set themselves apart.
Right.
But they're also drawn to the transgressive energy of this other group.
Maybe it's about finding that right balance.
Yeah.
Between belonging and differentiation.
Exactly.
Being part of something bigger, but also maintaining their own distinct identity.
It's like navigating a complex social map.
Right.
Constantly recalibrating their position to ensure they're not too close, not too far, but exactly where they need to be.
And that precariousness, that constant awareness of the shifting landscape, I think that's what makes this thread so compelling.
Yeah.
It's a raw, unfiltered glimpse into a community grappling with the very real anxieties of online existence.
They're trying to find mean connection and humor. Mm-hmm. In a world that can feel increasingly hostile, restrictive, and unpredictable.
And they're doing it with this incredible mix of wit, creativity, and unapologetic weirdness.
It's a reminder that even the most seemingly niche online communities can offer profound insights into the human condition.
Right.
They reflect our anxieties, our desires, our need to belong, and our capacity for creating meaning in the face of absurdity.
So for you, the listener, the next time you encounter a community that seems strange, impenetrable, maybe even a little off-putting,
take a moment to consider the forces that shape their world.
Right.
The anxieties, the desires, the shared experiences that bind them together.
Because beneath the surface, you might discover a depth of creativity, resilience, and human connection.
Right.
That challenges your assumptions and expands your understanding of what it means to be part of a community in the digital age.
This has been The Deep Dive.
Until next time.
Keep exploring. Keep questioning.
Yeah.
And never underestimate the power of a well-placed diaper.